ESPN Superstation presents High School Basketball.
Cats on the run. Austin, great pass to Stevens. Stevens wasn't ready for it. Shelton comes up with a loose ball, gives it back to Stevens. Left side, here's Schreiner. He's open for three, and he hits the three. Great ball movement by Kearney High.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat Basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Rebounded by Schreiner. Cats on the run. They'll get it out. 4-3. And it's gone. Jake Shelton, 3-3. And we got a timeout.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, where in girls basketball a little bit ago, well, Lady Bearcats fell at home to the Minute Maids of Lexington, 48-40, but now it's time to turn our attention to the boys game, and definitely the Bearcats will be a prohibitive favorite here over Lexington. Kearney High, their only loss on the year was at Grand Island for the home opener for the Islanders. They lost by one in a game that they could have won, but Lexington, Kearney High just didn't hit some shots in the second half, did not shoot the ball real well, but played pretty good, solid defense the entire game, and they take on a Lexington team that comes in with a record of 0-5. And again, if you want to do a little bit of comparison, both these teams last week played Grand Island Northwest. Kearney went to the road and beat the Vikings 62-51, and Lexington hosted Grand Island Northwest and lost 74-25. Again, you can get in a little bit of trouble when you compare scores, but really in those two scores, not much of a comparison. It has been a very tough year for Lexington this year as they're trying to get things underway. They, as we mentioned, have not won a game all season and really have not been very competitive with the exception of losing 41-35 to Ogallala. And the Indians this year in Class C1 are 1-3 on the year. So they're not a real strong C1 team, and as a Class B Lexington, they lost by 8 in that game, and that is really the only game that they have been close in, as scoring points has not been very easy for them. They lost to Minden 72-17. They lost to York 64-26. We mentioned the Northwest score, and they also lost at Gothenburg 48-30. So only one game have they scored more than 30 points in, and they lost to Ogallala 41-35, whereas the Bearcats have really been a very good offensive team. The Cats come in averaging about 65 points per ball game and have a couple of games that they scored over 70 in. I mean, they can line it up, and again, they would be a very prohibitive favorite in this one. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for both the Minutemen and the Bearcats, and we come back right after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Our starting lineup tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank for Lexington. They'll go with Justin Gutierrez. He is a 5'5 junior. He'll start with Jeremy Callahan, a senior at 6'2. Lewis Lewis, a 6'2 sophomore, will start with Cody Kenton, who is a junior at 6 foot tall. And the freshman, Colin Kenton. He is 6'4, as we mentioned, just a freshman here for Lexington. For the Bearcats, their starters look like this. As always, Damian Austin, the 5'6 sophomore. Austin on the season is averaging 11 points a game. Nate Stevens, 6'2 and a senior. Stevens on the year is averaging 19.1 points per ball game. Jake Shelton, a 6'2 6'2" senior is Shelton, and Shelton is averaging 12.3 points per ball game. Thomas Gillen, 6'3" and a senior. Gillen is averaging 12 points per ball game, and rounding out the starting lineup is Derek Schreiner. Schreiner, 6'1" and a senior. Schreiner on the year is averaging about 3.6 points per ball game. So once again, for the Bearcats, their starters are Austin, Stevens, Shelton, Gillen, and Schreiner. For head coach, Scott Steinbrook. The assistant coach is Chris Bocock, Dave Zimmer, Jess McCarg, Eldon Haas. And getting some other assistants, Kevin Whitty and Todd O'Donnell, with the ninth grade team. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And the Bearcats being introduced here, Damian Austin being introduced. The theme for the Bearcats roundings tonight apparently has some sort of Christmas motif to it, because there is a couple of wrapping papers. There's a couple of presents to be opened underneath the tree, apparently, on the far sideline. Pretty good energy here in the building, and we've got room for you if you want to come up and watch a little high school basketball. The Bearcats and the Minutemen. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with a tip between the Cats and the Minutemen right after this timeout.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Handshakes being given at center court. We're just about ready to go. So glad you could join us for the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip knocked into the backcourt, and the Bearcats are able to track it down. Bringing it in the offensive zone is Damian Austin. Austin leaves traffic a little bit too far as Austin throws the basketball away here. So with their first possession of the ball game, Justin Gutierrez will get it up ahead here for Jeremy Callahan. Callahan on the dribble, enters it in, has the ball knocked loose, but right back into the hands of Callahan. He'll put up a long three. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Shot being knocked around, and coming up with the loose ball is going to be Nate Stevens. And Stevens puts it up ahead. Running the floor is going to be Thomas Gillen, and Gillen gets the bucket up and in. Good pressure put on here for by Kearney High. And Cody Kenton with the dribble, throws it away. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Jake Shelton. Shelton works it up ahead to Nate Stevens. Stevens' shot won't fall on the layup. And Cody Kenton comes up with the rebound. And a little bit of dribble here for Jeremy Callahan. And Callahan will try to hook up on the far side with Lewis Lewis, and the ball is knocked out of bounds as it is thrown away. Kearney High back on defense, long pass, almost thrown away, but Lexington comes up with it. That's Kenton. Kenton, a little ball fake in front of Nate Stevens, works it on the inside. Stevens double-teaming with Gillen. Nice bounce pass on the baseline. Air ball on the turnaround jumper, though, by Kenton, and we've got a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds off the Minutemen, and it will be Kearney High basketball. And Schreiner will just get the ball up ahead here for Damian Austin. Austin brings it in the offensive zone, and off the screen, Shelton thought about the three. Now he'll step up for the 17-foot jumper, and he'll hit that one. Nice little open area for Jake Shelton, and it's 4-0 Kearney High here in the early stages. And the ball is going to be tied up. A little bit of a high dribble, and just grabbing the ball and tying it up is going to be Jake Shelton. And that'll move the possession arrow. Kearney High had the ball first, so now will be Lexington basketball, and they'll just toss it in here for Kenton. Kenton kicks it back out for Callahan. Callahan looks to the inside, takes it in the lane. Little floater off glass, no good. And the rebound taken out of there with the dribble by Jake Shelton. Shelton gets it ahead to Damian Austin. Austin in the corner. Driving is going to be Stevens. Stevens shot won't fall. Rebound tipped by Damian Austin. Austin comes up with it. Gets the top of the circle. Here's the three by Shelton. And Shelton drains the three. 7-0 Kearney High to start the ball game. And they're trapping a little bit off the inbounds, off the screen. Here comes Lexington on the run. We got a little reach as Jeremy Callahan on that far sideline was fouled. And that'll be the first foul on Gillen. First foul against the Bearcats. Lex inbounds underneath their own basket. That's Callahan getting it inside for Kenton. Kenton's shot no good. Offensive rebound by Callahan. Callahan's shot won't fall. And coming up with it is going to be Stevens. Stevens, Damian Austin, kicks out. Here's Shelton for another three, and he hits another three. 10-0 Kearney High in the first minute and a half of the ball game. Colin Kenton didn't get it all the way across midcourt, so he can throw it in the backcourt again, and he does so. Cody Kenton does bring it across the timeline. Stevens with the dribble, gets it down for Lewis Lewis. Lewis with a little floater, a little bit too strong, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Damian Austin. Austin drives on the baseline. Stevens, a shot on the rim, no good. Rebound taken out by one of the shortest guys on the court, Gutierrez. He has it stolen by Damian Austin. Austin drives, penetrates, and is hacked in the act by Lexington. Callahan with the foul. And to the free throw line is Damian Austin. Austin for the free throw, back the iron and no good. So the score remains 10-0. Kearney High with the lead, and the Bearcats going to make some substitutions here. Checking in is going to be Luke McNitt, Trey Anderson, and Drew Challey. Bearcats have been suiting up only 10 players all year. Tonight they have 14 in the book tonight. Austin's second free throw is good, so it's 11-0 Kearney High. Lewis Lewis with the dribble, a little flip, shot no good. Rebound by Damian Austin, his third of the quarter. He'll lead the break, gets it for Challey, and Challey's push as he landed on the baseline. And going to be on number 33, Cody Kenton, that'll be his first. And off the double screen, the inbound for Jake Shelton. Shelton will fire another three and hit his third three-pointer of the first quarter. 14-0 Kearney High, 3.5 minutes into the ball game. They are shooting the ball very well. Ball tipped around. Gutierrez has it, and Gutierrez brings it in the offensive zone. And he has the ball stolen away by Damian Austin. Up ahead to Drew Challey, and Challey will lay it up and in. Wow, what a pass by Damian Austin. Give him a steal and an assist. And Gutierrez is listed in the book at 5'5". If he's 5'5", I'm 6'3". Trust me, I'm not 6'3". On that right sideline, Jeremy Callahan with a little angle. He drives up and in. Nice drive by Callahan to stop the bleeding here for Lexington. Driving in the lane. Shot is up and good by Luke McNitt. McNitt gets the friendly roll and will head to the line as he was hit on the arm. So Carney High running right down the court. The foul on Cody Kenton is going to be his second. And now Luke McNitt will try to finish off a three-point play. His free throw is up and good. 19-2, Carney High with the lead. And Justin Gutierrez will bring it with a pass to Callahan. Now he gets the ball across midcourt. Picked up by Damian Austin. Gutierrez, one dribble, pass right wing for Todd Berkey. Long jumper on the outside, no good. Rebound by Carney High. Long outlet pass, saved it underneath, and it's going to be a layup for Jake Shelton. Running the floor and saving it was Luke McNitt, and Shelton just basically got a nice little bounce pass, and Shelton with 13 points in the quarter. Steal, layup by Shelton, no good. Damian Austin comes up with another rebound, gets it in underneath, layup by McNitt, won't fall. Finally, the rebound by Jeremy Callahan here for Lexington. And Gutierrez, facing some pressure, brings it in the offensive zone. Bounce pass for Lewis. Lewis, little ball fake. And he'll get it off for Jeremy Callahan. Callahan will drive, scoop, shot is short. Austin tips it ahead to himself. Austin will lay it off last, too strong. And a rebound by Kenton for Lexington. And Austin trying maybe harder to get to the free throw line than he was to hit the shot. In transition, long three-pointer for Callahan, no good. Austin with yet another rebound in underneath. He'll stop top of the key, give it off for Challey, who will fire a three. And he hits the three, and a timeout for Carney High, I think, so we can make some substitutions. 2:23 to go here in the first quarter. It's 24-2, Carney High. We're back after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, Lexington, a very young basketball team. Jeremy Callahan is the only senior in the program that is suited up here tonight. And so a very young team here for Lexington, and they're showing some of their youth here. They trail 24-2 to Carney High. And the Bearcats dropping back on defense. They'll work it back here on the left side to Gutierrez. Gutierrez is going to direct traffic a little bit. They give it to Lewis. Lewis on the baseline, picked up there by Derek Schreiner. Pass knocked loose. Lexington comes up with a loose ball. Jacob Reefmore, entry pass inside for Lewis. Lewis, little bunny hook. Not a bad-looking shot. Doesn't get the ball. Gets his own rebound. Does another little half hook. And Lewis will get the bucket here for Lexington. That'll cut the Carney High lead down to 20. 24-4. As Trey Anderson has it, we'll take it to the baseline. Lost the ball. We'll flip it off for McNitt. He'll find the shooter. That's going to be Derek Schreiner, and Derek Schreiner drains the three. And that is 5 3-pointers in the first quarter here for Carney High. This will help their three-point shooting percentage, that's for sure. Jacob Reefmore on that right side has the dribble, facing a little bit of pressure here by Challey. They'll give it up on the right side for Ted Berkey. Berkey will kick the ball back out here for Gutierrez. Back to Berkey in the corner. Berkey looks on the inside. And Colin Kenton lost it, laid on his back, but no travel. Tries to pass it back out, and that's going to be a turnover. Carney High comes up with it, and they're going to slowly work the ball in the offensive zone with 50 seconds to go here. Schreiner will fake the pass on the inside. Now skip it back out for Challey. And I think Carney would be content to work it for the final shot of the quarter if Lexington will let them. Lexington right now going and kind of extending their zone a little bit to put a little pressure on as they'll get it off here for Derek Schreiner. Schreiner back at it for Challey. And again, Carney has worked 15 seconds off the clock so far. And again, just about everybody is north of the free throw line. That's Carney High. Keeps getting Lexington to extend further and further out. Stevens with the dribble, dribbling up against Gutierrez, off the screen. Bounce pass inside for Schreiner. Schreiner reverse layup. It is up and in. That's a tough shot by Derek Schreiner, who's got 5 in the game. 5 seconds left. Gutierrez gets it back out for Berkey, and Berkey walks with it with 1.6 to go here. 1.6 to go. Lexington is going to bring in Arlos Alvarez. So Alvarez will come in late in the quarter. And Kearney High will just inbound it, and apparently they won't even get the half-court shot off at the buzzer. Kearney High, after one quarter, very much in control over Lexington. They lead it 29-4. Back after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, after one quarter of play, Jake Shelton for Kearney High has 13 points after one quarter, and he by himself is outscoring Lexington as Kearney High leads it 29-4 at the end of one quarter of play. Bearcats going with their starters out there to start the second quarter. On the left wing with the basketball is going to be Nate Stevens. They're trying to throw it on the inside, and ball off the hands of one of the Minutemen and out of bounds. So to toss it in is going to be Stevens underneath his own basket. Gets it in for Thomas Gillen. Gillen has a shot blocked by Ted Berkey, and then we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Kearney High. I think that's going to go on Schreiner. Derek Schreiner picks up his first personal foul. And with the dribble is Arles Alvarez. Alvarez will give it off on the right side for Refor. Bounce pass, Refor has the top of the circle. Now right wing is Callahan. Off of the low screen, Ted Berkey has it. Now work the ball back out. Berkey will drive. His shot is up. No good. Rebound by Stevens. Stevens long outlet pass out for Shelton. Shelton stops. He's going to pass the ball back out. Now Schreiner will fire a three, and he'll hit a three. Derek Schreiner got the rebound, and then on the other end got the three-point play and hit the three-point basket. And it's now 32-4. Dribbling here is Jeremy Callahan. Callahan will give it on the baseline for Berkey. That's an air ball. Up high for the rebound is Alvarez. He can't come up with it. And the loose ball is in the hands of the Cats. Layup by Stevens, and he has the ball knocked out of his hands. That'll be a foul on Lexington. That'll be on Berkey, and to the free throw line is going to be Nate Stevens. Stevens yet to score here in the ball game. Berkey whistled for the foul, his first of the game. And Nate Stevens, who is an 82% free throw shooter, will have two shots here. And his first one is up and good. Actually, he fired the first one off pretty quick, hit both free throws, and it's now 34-4. Game moving along very quickly. Kearney's got somewhere to go. Maybe they got finals to study for tomorrow. Kenton gets it in the lane. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Damian Austin. His seventh of the game. Up ahead to Gillen. And Gillen, what a great catch. And then leaning back in, he hits a shot. Damian Austin, seven rebounds. Now the long outlet pass for Gillen. Gillen got the ball under the glass and was able to lean back in and hit the shot. Those are some nice hands. And that'll make it 36-4. 6 minutes to go here as Lexington has the ball go through the hands of Jacob Refor and out of bounds. Lewis going to check back into the game. We're calling Kenton. Damian Austin crosses the paw, brings the ball in to the offensive zone, gives it for Nate Stevens. Stevens gives it right side. For Damian Austin, kick back out for Shelton, and Shelton hits another three-pointer. his fourth three-pointer of the game. He's got 16 points in the game. He's got four times. I think, is it to Schreiner? Schreiner in the lane, layup up and good. It's clear that Damian Austin doesn't care who scores. He had a fairly good look at a contested layup, but if I flip it right back to Schreiner, those are easy points, and that's what he does. And on the baseline, we got a block whistled on Carney High. Bearcats with the lead with 5:16 to go here in the second quarter. And the entry pass is knocked away by Damian Austin. Berkey tosses it in, gives it for Jeremy Callahan. Callahan, long three, no good. And the rebound taken out there by Thomas Gillen. Gillen snags the bound and will give the ball up ahead here for Nate Stevens. Stevens gives it for Schreiner. Schreiner, a little ball fake. Penetrates, gets it for Thomas Gillen. Gillen is fouled as he puts up the shot. And really, Carney High would rather not have the foul because the ball went right into the hands of Nate Stevens in underneath, and Stevens had a layup. But Gillen will go line and will shoot two here. And Gillen's first free throw is up and good. Gillen, a 56% free throw shooter on the season. It's the first of two, and we have wholesale substitutions here for Carney High. Anderson checks in, Luke McNitt is in, Challey is in, and Ben Clark is in. Free throw up, rolling around, and good for Thomas Gillen. And Gillen will come out, and Ryan Cervantes will check in. 5 minutes to go here before halftime. Alvarez in the offensive zone will give it off for Refor. And the pass top of the circle here for Ted Berkey. And Carney High, no starters on the court right now. Lewis in the lane, little ball fake, little step up and under. Shot no good. And the rebound by McNitt. McNitt snags the bound. And they get the ball on the baseline here for Anderson. Anderson jumper, up and good. So Trey Anderson, his first 2 points of the ball game, makes it 45-4. And Lexington dribbling on the right side. Alvarez can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. And the Bearcats will inbound the basketball again. Gutierrez and Kenton checking back in here for the Minutemen. Five to four. Carney High with the lead. You heard it right. Ben Clark's in the offensive zone. A little screen by Cervantes, and they'll get it in the corner. Long jumper by Challey. No good. They're fighting for the rebound in underneath. As McNitt had it, they tied it up. Alternating possession will give the Minutemen and the basketball with 4:07 to go here before halftime. Halftime, hopefully be able to talk to Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Carney High. On the left side, they get the ball in the hands to Refor. He enters it in. Refor should get the ball back. He does. He'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Rapier hits the three-pointer, and now Carney High will pass around the perimeter. Right wing, Challey has it. Throws it in the corner. Ball is knocked loose. McNitt tracks it down, drives the baseline. Finds Cervantes, who's open from 6 feet. His jumper won't fall, and Jeremy Callahan pulls down the rebound here for Lexington. He'll bring it in the offensive zone himself. Picked up by Anderson. Nice behind-the-back dribble. Jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound to Ben Clark. Ben Clark, outlet pass for Cervantes. Cervantes has his shot blocked, but there is a foul in underneath. And there's a couple of black jerseys down there. They're going to give the foul to Callahan. That's going to be his second. Carney most of the year has been dressing only 10 players for varsity. Tonight they have 14 dressed. Cervantes hits the free throw. Right, Cervantes, his first points of the ball game. And it is 46-7. His second free throw rolls around and is good. 40-point lead here for the Cats. 3:04 to go before halftime. Left wing, Kenton. He's going to drive. Stop on the baseline. Kick it back out. Top of the circle for Callahan. Callahan works it back around the perimeter for Kenton. Nothing happening on the inside, so they'll reset it by passing it to Rapier. Rapier will give it up for Callahan. Lewis has it. Cervantes picks him up defensively. Lewis will drive. Shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by McNitt. Cats on the run. Gets it out to Cervantes. Cervantes hits the bucket and now will head to the line as he was fouled. Rapier is going to whistle for the foul. Also may have hit his... He's kind of looking at his nose here. Thinks he might have a bloody nose. He doesn't, because if he did, he'd have to come out of the game. He keeps rubbing his nose like he thinks he's bleeding. Cervantes will try to finish off the three-point play and does. 5 points in the game here for Ryan Cervantes and Kearney High with a 50-7 lead. Jeremy Callahan with the dribble. Takes it on that left wing. Rapier picks up, will fire the three. It's too strong. And the rebound taken out of there by Trey Anderson. And Anderson will bring it into the offensive zone himself. Gives it for McNitt. McNitt will drive the baseline, shoot, and score. Nobody shut off Luke McNitt, and he now has 5 points in the game. And a timeout for Lexington. 2:06 to go here. Before halftime, it's 52-7 Kearney High. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports on the Breaks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Breaks, Downtown Kearney.
2:06 to go here before halftime, and Kearney High is on pace to set a school record for most points scored in a game. We got a long way to go, but they are on pace. They scored 105 against LVE back in, I think, 2004. So on pace for a new school record. Obviously, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook at the conclusion of the game in what most assuredly looks like it'll be a Kearney High win. Callahan in the offensive zone here. We get the ball for Cody Kenton after Lexington calls the timeout. And on the baseline, driving is going to be Rapier, and Rapier turns the ball over. Unofficially, the eighth turnover on Lexington compared to one for Kearney High. Shooting percentage for the Bearcats. I haven't been able to keep up, but their shooting percentage, they got to be shooting over 60%, and a lot of them have been both point blank and open jumpers. Challey with the dribble. Little ball fake. Back to Clark. Cervantes now will give it off on the right wing for McNitt. Nice ball movement by Kearney High. Trey Anderson isn't going to fire that long three. Nice pass in for Cervantes. And Ryan Cervantes lays it up and in. Caught the ball. The defender went for the steal, and when he didn't get it, it was a layup for Cervantes. Pass on the inside. Stolen away by Drew Challey. Bearcats on the run. Cervantes gives it to Anderson. Anderson on the baseline, shot no good, gets his own rebound, shot again, won't fall, trying to get the rebound again, out of bounds, and last touch by Anderson and out of bounds. Yeah, a lot of effort there by Trey Anderson. Couldn't get a couple of shots to fall, but he did get a couple of offensive rebounds. And with 1:07 to go here before halftime, it is 54-7 Kearney High. Callahan will bring it into the offensive zone. Top of the circle with it, Justin Gutierrez. He lost the ball. Coming up with it is Clark. Clark, layup, and there's a foul. Trying to lay up, and he was hit by Jeremy Callahan, and that's going to be his third personal foul. And Glenn Clark will go line and shoot two. And these will be the first free throw attempts of the season, in varsity action anyway, for Ben Clark. Take the team lead in free throw shooting percentage right here, and he does. 100% on the season. 54.2 to go before halftime. His second free throw up and good. So 56-7. Pass on the right side for Lewis. Lewis with the dribble, and he'll take it out to the free throw line, pass it back out. Looking here is Jeremy Callahan. Callahan, a little floater off glass, no good. Couple of Bearcats there for the rebound. It's Anderson who wins the battle with Cervantes, and Ben Clark will bring it in the offensive zone. Cats, I think, would work it for the last shot here if Lexington will let him. They give it for Challey. Challey, top of the circle with 15 seconds left, was open, but he'll kick the ball back out here for Anderson. Anderson gives it up for McNitt. McNitt will drive. McNitt off glass. McNitt will score. That's a pretty drive by Luke McNitt, who now has seven. And Lex will inbound it, shoot it from three-quarter court at the buzzer. And one half is in the book. Kearney High, 29 points in the first quarter. And they score 29 points in the second. And they lead it 58-7 here at intermission. We'll take a quick break when we come back. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats with a very comfortable lead at 58-7 here at intermission. And in the background, you can hear the Dance Cats performing as their traditional Christmas dance underway here. And the Bearcats with a nice 58-7 lead. As we mentioned, Lexington looking for their first win of the season in boys basketball. They did win earlier tonight in girls basketball by defeating Kearney High by a final of 48-40. Let's check some of the numbers here. Here in the boys game, Jacob Rapier has hit a three-pointer. He's the lead scorer for Lexington with three. Jeremy Callahan with two, and Lewis Lewis with two. Lexington has yet to even attempt a free throw here in the ball game. For Kearney High, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players that have already scored here in the ball game, leading the way for them. Is Jake Shelton. Shelton with 16 points in the game, including 4 three-pointers. I think he's about 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, from the three-point arc here in the ball game. So he has 16. Also in double figures so far, Derek Schreiner. He's got 10 points here at intermission, including a couple of three-pointers. Brian Cervantes off the bench is perfect from the free throw line. He has 7 points in intermission. Thomas Gillen with 6 points at the break. Trey Anderson with 2, 7 for Luke McNiff. Nate Stevens, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Drew Challey hit a three-pointer. He's got 4 points here at intermission. Damian Austin, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has 1 point. And Ben Clark also with 2 points here, both of those coming from the free throw line, where he is a perfect 2 for 2. So once again, here at halftime, Kearney High with a 58-7 lead. They led after one quarter, 29-4. Now they lead at the break by 51. So once again, the Bearcats very much in control in this one. Their last game before they have the five-day moratorium. Next action for them will be in the GPAC Conference Tournament late in the month. That game, those games will be played over in Lexington, and Kearney High's draw on the boys' side is Hastings in the first round, as they will be the number 3 seed. Next round for them, if they get past Hastings, and they would be a favorite in that game, would be against Scott's Bluff. And that'll be a pretty tough matchup, one of the better teams in Class B. And Scotts Bluff, a very solid basketball team. Kearney High on a neutral court will have to play well to win that game, that's for sure. But if they do that, more than likely on the other side of the bracket will be second-ranked in Class A Norfolk on the other side. A very good GPAC conference tournament slated for the last few days of the year over in Lexington. And again, the GPAC conference tournament is the 28th through the 30th. And of course, Kearney High hopes to find themselves very busy and right in the thick of things on the boys' side. Once again, here at halftime, 58-7, Kearney High with the lead over Lexington. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully be able to talk with Coach Boyd as we'll continue with our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pro-Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats, no problem at all with Lexington here at the break. It is 58-7. We have some other scores to pass along to you as well. The Kearney Catholic Stars are on the road tonight playing in Axtell, and in the girls game, it is a final of 90-28 Kearney Catholic with the win over Axtell. And I need to double check the boys score. The report I have, and I'm trying to verify it, but what I had on the boys' score is 28-3 late in the second quarter. And again, I'm not sure on that one. I think my text is right, but we'll try to verify that before we run with that one too far. I kind of want to get a double check on that one. But maybe that game's going a little bit like this one. This one definitely very lopsided, as Kearney High leads here at intermission 58-7. In fact, Kearney High has 4 players that have scored as many points individually or more than has the Lexington Minutemen. So, you know, maybe that is what's going on over there in Axtell. In any event, Kearney High with a very comfortable lead in this one, and a game that Coach Steinbrook told us in the girls' game and halftime of the girls' game that, you know, you just play and you try to work and you try to get better and you don't worry so much about what the score is, and you just try to improve yourself as you go. So you just kind of work on those little things. And we did mention earlier that Kearney High most of the year has suited up only 10 players. Well, tonight they have 14 in uniform, and I'm sure that we'll see Austin Hibbard, Dakota Schreiner, Jake Weiss, and Peyton Pocock in this game before it is over, because it's a 51-point lead here for Kearney High, as they're obviously in great shape to come away with the win here tonight on their home floor. Their last game before the conference tournament, as we mentioned, they will be taking on Hastings at 7 o'clock on the 28th over at Lexington High School. So we're kind of in those final throws of the first third of the season, as Kearney High leads right now at intermission 58-7 here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Well, let's get you caught up in some basketball activity that's going to be coming on after the five-day moratorium. This will be our last broadcast until after Christmas. On the 28th, over in Ravenna, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, Ravenna and Loup City girl-boy doubleheader starting at 4:25 on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then the consolation game starting at 1 o'clock on the 29th on our sister station. Then on the 30th, Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, the championship game starting with the girls at 3:30 and the boys at 5. That'll be on the 30th, and that'll be preceded after that will be USHL Hockey, Sioux City and Tri-City on the 30th as well as the 31st. And next high school basketball game for us will potentially be the conference finals for Kearney High. If Kearney High makes it into those finals, we will have coverage for you right here on KXPN. At least that is our plan right now. Kearney High does have possession of the basketball first here. Otherwise, just a slew of bowl games for you all this week and next. With it, Damian Austin. Austin, nice little entry pass inside. Layup is up and good for Luke McNitt, who makes the start here in the second half. So 60-7. Again, Kearney High's record, 105 points. They scored against Bellevue East about 8 years ago. Layup up, no good. And Jake Shelton pulls down the rebound here for Kearney High. One of the factors why Kearney High scoring so many points, as Anderson shoots the long deuce, it is up and good. As Anderson hits the jumper, the reason Kearney High scoring so many points is Lexington is not spending a whole lot of time with the basketball. They drive, they shoot, here they miss, but there is a foul in underneath. And that will stop the clock. And again, time of possession, really, for both these two teams, not that extensive. Kearney High is spending more time passing, and they passed up a couple of open looks before they even take the shot. Whereas Lexington, I mean, their philosophy is just kind of drive and go. Cody Kenton was fouled moments ago. Now he's at the free throw line. He hits the first free throw attempt of the game here for Lexington, and that makes it 62-8. Second free throw is on the way, up and good. Dribbling in the offensive zone, Nate Stevens. He'll hook it over there. Open at the elbow is going to be McNitt. McNitt's long three, long deuce rather. No good. Kenton pulls down the rebound. And Lexington quickly gets it up to Lewis Lewis. Lewis Lewis, turnaround three-pointer. It's an air ball. Rebound in underneath by Kenton. Kenton gets it back out for Lewis. Well, check that. Kenton flipped it. And just kind of a collision there. And they're going to give the bucket to Kenton. And here the long three up and good over on the right side. Jake Shelton drains another three-pointer. And he's got 19 in the game. 19 points, not 19 three-pointers. Lewis Lewis in the lane. A little ball fake. Kicks it back out. Here's Gutierrez. Long jumper. Rebound. Tipped into the hands of Shelton. Shelton will get the ball up ahead to McNitt. McNitt will let traffic clear. And notice work it back around the perimeter. A little ball fake here by Damian Austin. Damian Austin drives. Bounce pass inside. That's too easy. It's a layup for Luke McNitt, who now has 11 in the ball game. And we're going to get a line change here for Kearney High at the next stoppage. Five New Jerseys coming up. Ball knocked loose. It's going to be a steal here. Tipped away by Austin and into the hands of Nate Stevens. Damian Austin gets the ball back. And now Stevens has it top of the circle. A little screen by Shelton. Stevens was open for the three, but he'll dribble anyway. Gives it for Damian Austin. Back for Shelton. Entry pass inside for Anderson. Anderson is fouled as he goes hard to the rack on the baseline. And so to the free throw line is going to be Anderson. Trey Anderson will go line and shoot two. Callahan, that's his fourth personal foul. Anderson on the season is 6-11 from the free throw line. 6-11. His free throw here is up and good. He hit a couple of big free throws against Grand Island the other night. Anderson will stay out there for one more free throw attempt coming up here. Schreiner and Gillen, a couple of starters, check into the game along with Clark and Challey. And if Anderson hits the free throw here, they'll give him a little breather, and he does. Anderson hits the free throw, and Cervantes, Ryan Cervantes, will check into the game. So Justin Gutierrez across the timeline, makes the pass over to Ted Berkey. Berkey will give it off left wing for Lewis. Lewis, 5 minutes to go here in the third. 15-foot jumper for Lewis, no good, and the rebound is going to be tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Lexington. So the Minutemen will inbound the basketball here. And they're a little confused on who's going to inbound. It turns out it's going to be Cody Kenton. Cody Kenton, a little ball fake, looking for Lewis. And we'll have to settle for Gutierrez as they'll set up the offense. A little ball fake for Gutierrez. Dribbles up to the free throw line, shoots it quick, no good. Rebound by Lewis. Lewis drives, shoots, and scores. Lewis with the offensive rebound and bucket, showing some athletic ability there, and that makes it 69-13. With it is number 13, Drew Challey. Gives it to Cervantes, who gives it to Schreiner on that left side. Gillen on the baseline. Little ball fake, kick back out for Cervantes. He thought about the three, but he'll give it to Challey. Right side, Schreiner. Schreiner, as everybody cycles through, Schreiner trying to give and go. Lewis tips the ball, and that'll be a steal. And driving the baseline, shot down low, up and no good for Cody Kent. And with it is Schreiner. Schreiner gives it to Cervantes. Around we go. Entry pass down low for Gillen. Gillen, nice little floater. His shot is up and in. And we got a timeout here for Lexington. Lexington calls the timeout. It's 71-13 with 3:45 to go here. Third quarter, Bearcats in control. Back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats very much controlling this one, 31-13 over in Axtell. It's somewhat similar there, as the Kearney Catholic boys right now at last report had a 28-3 lead. We did verify that is right, as the Bearcats and the Stars both rolling here tonight. And Kearney right now about to hand Lexington their sixth loss of the season. 71-13, 3:45 to go here, third quarter. And really the moment of interest, besides watching some of the JV players here, is whether or not Kearney High set a new scoring record as a school. Around the perimeter, Colin Kenton will give it off top of the circle here for Lewis. Lewis. Gutierrez will kick it right side for Berkey, and we got a charge. Drew Challey, nice job collecting the charge there. As the penetration into Challey, who was all set and ready for it, and that'll be a foul on Berkey. And Ben Clark will bring it into the offensive zone here. Right wing, Challey has it, enters it in for Gillen, back out for Challey. And skip pass for Cervantes, who gives it up on the left side for Schreiner. Schreiner to Challey, to Clark. Clark to the free throw line, gives it for Challey, 15-foot jumper up and good. Patience, good look at the basket there for Kearney High. On the drive here is going to be Kenton. Kenton drives, misses, rebound taken out of there by Derek Schreiner. And Schreiner in the offensive zone, takes it all the way to baseline. Three-pointer by Cervantes, and it's good. Ryan Cervantes now has 10 points in the ball game. He gets his first three-pointer in varsity action. I believe. I'll double-check that. Yes, it is. And Gutierrez will work it back around the perimeter. We're going to have another line change here for Kearney High, including a couple of guys handed varsity jerseys for the first time in their career. Check that for you in just a moment here. Kenton works it around the perimeter. He's going to kick the ball back out here for Ted Berkey. Berkey to the free throw line. Gets it back out for Gutierrez. Gutierrez, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound tipping around. Coming up with it is Thomas Gillen. And Gillen will give it up ahead here for Ben Clark. 2:05 to go. Three-pointer open to Schreiner. Won't fall. Rebound by Kenton for Lexington. He'll get it up here for Gutierrez. And Gutierrez will let traffic clear through. Picked up there defensively by Clark. Gutierrez having trouble holding on to the ball. Picks it up. Throws it back out for Ted Berkey. Berkey's going to reset the offense with a minute 46 to go here in the third quarter. Quick catch and shot by Kenton. He wasn't squared up, and it's rebounded by Cervantes. And Cervantes will get it back out, and we got a quick timeout here for Kearney High. Scott Steinberg wanted to get some of the JV players in there with a minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. That's the reason for the timeout, with the Bearcats leading at 76-13. We're back after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. Dakota Schreiner checks in the ball game. He inbounds it to Ben Clark. Jacob Weiss on that right side with the dribble. He'll get it to Peyton Pocock, who checked in a little bit ago. And back out here for Schreiner. He'll give it back out for Weiss, and he'll hit a three. Jake Weiss hits the three-pointer. And driving that left side, shot is up and no good for Lexington as Marco Munoz hit and misses the set shot. Pocock kicks it off on the right side for Schreiner, and Schreiner's shot no good. Peyton Pocock's game's a little bit different than his dad's because he passed the ball. And Lexington will inbound the basketball. Jacob Refior will inbound it. And again, the Lexington Minutemen, quick shot, driving up is Lewis Lewis. It is no good. Ben Clark comes down with the rebound. And he'll give it off for Weiss on that right side. Weiss kicks it back out. Peyton Pocock can't come up with it. Pass the tip. Coming up with it is Lewis Lewis. And Lewis Lewis has the ball knocked away by Weiss, but they're going to say Weiss was the last to touch it with 29.7 seconds to go. Bounce pass in for Lewis, who lays it up and in. And Lewis Lewis hits an easy bucket there. Third field goal of the quarter here for Lexington, who trail it 79-15. Bearcats are going to milk it for the last shot here. Ben Clark with the dribble, standing near the bear paw, takes it top of the circle. Still has his dribble. Gives it off on the right side for Hibbard. Austin Hibbard's going to drive off glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot good by Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner, offensive rebound and the bucket essentially at the buzzer. And Kearney heads to the fourth quarter, leading it 81-15. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
An update for you from Lincoln. The Huskers right now leading Central Michigan 55-45 with about 8:24 to go in that ball game. For the Bearcats, they're going to start the fourth quarter with really a collection of JV players out there. Tossing the ball in is going to be Dakota Schreiner. Ben Clark's out there. Pocock, Cervantes, and Austin Hibbert makes up the lineup here for Kearney High. Talked in the office earlier with assistant coach Chris Pocock before the game, and he said, now, when Peyton gets in there, I know you're going to say something. And apparently, first Pocock to ever pass the basketball is the first thing that came to mind. I don't know what that means. Here, Pocock, he'll fire the three, back the iron, and no good. Offensive rebound by Schreiner. That was a good look at the basket. And Dakota Schreiner snags the rebound. Pass is stolen away, though. Berkey comes up with it, and Berkey will lay it up and in. So here's Ben Clark in the offensive zone here with the Bearcats leading it 81-17 now. Entry pass for Ryan Cervantes. They collapse on him. Finds Austin Hibbert driving the lane. Nice pass. Give the assist to Cervantes. And Kearney High back on the board. Around the perimeter we go. Ted Berkey has it. Bounce pass now on the inside. Posting up is Justin Gutierrez. He is not going to be able to shoot over the top of Pocock. And the drive, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Austin Hibbert. Drive down the lane by Ted Berkey. And Berkey fouled. I think they're probably going to give that on the body to Hibbert. And I think we've probably seen the last of the Kearney High regulars. The free throw is up and good by Berkey. He's got three in the game, all of them coming here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, bounces around, no good. Up high for the rebound is Ryan Cervantes. And Cervantes will work the ball up ahead. And Ben Clark not able to connect with Dakota Schreiner. And again, a little bit different mixing and matching a little bit. Some of these guys reserves, some of them JV, some of them, play a little bit on the freshman team. They don't necessarily spend a lot of time on the court with this lineup out there. Pocock putting a little pressure as a freshman on the senior for Lexington, Rapier. They'll get it off for Gutierrez. Gutierrez, pretty good pressure put on him by Clark. And dribbling up here is going to be Berkey. Berkey gives it back out for Rapier, and Pocock puts on the pressure. And Rapier didn't know what else to do with it, so he throws it off the left shoe of Peyton Pocock. Now inbound the basketball into the hands of Ted Berkey. 6:19 to go here, fourth quarter. Our goal is 105, but Kearney High right now, the scoring has slowed down a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Driving is going to be Callahan. Callahan, a little floater up and in. And that'll be the first bucket by Jeremy Callahan in quite some time. Off on the left side, Austin Hibbert has it. Hibbert gets it into Cervantes, back out to Hibbert, gives it to Pocock. Pocock will swing it for Ben Clark. Clark will drive, get it for Pocock. Pocock shot no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Gutierrez. I think Pocock was going to set a screen that was going to set somebody up. The ball came his way, and he had to do something with it because he was under the glass. Entry pass for Kenton. Kenton has the ball knocked loose, and a loose ball is picked up by Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner, you can certainly tell him and Derek are related. And it looks just like his older brother. Turnaround jumper here by Cervantes. No good. Rebounded by a hustling Dakota Schreiner. Hustles like his big brother, too. Austin Hibbert has it. He'll kick the ball back out here for Schreiner. Schreiner from the free throw line. Back out for Cervantes. Kearney High working the offense very well with this lineup out there right now. Schreiner will get it off for Ben Clark. Clark with the dribble. Kicks out for Pocock. Pocock will fire a three. Good-looking shot, but it will not fall. And the rebound goes in the corner. And who's the last to touch it? They're going to say Cervantes was the last to touch it. Brody Lobby's going to check back into the ball game, and Lewis in there as well with 4:56 to go here, fourth quarter. 83-20, Kearney High with the lead. Pass on the right wing here for Lex as they work it back around the perimeter to Callahan. Callahan drives in the lane, bounces off the back of the iron. Cervantes up high for the rebound, and he'll get the ball back out here for Ben Clark. Clark on the dribble. Top of the circle, they give it for Hibbard. To Schreiner, to Clark. Pass to Pocock. They go for the steal, but Pocock just swings the ball around. They enter it inside for Cervantes. Kick back out. Pocock's open on the right, but Clark lost the basketball. Now they'll enter it inside for Cervantes. Cervantes, nice skip for Dakota Schreiner. He's going to drive hard. Shot won't fall. And Lewis pulls down the rebound. Good look there for Kearney High. That was a nice drive. It just didn't fall here for the Bearcats as they've been stuck on 83. The scoreboard has been kind of a revolving door all game, and it's actually quieted down a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Jumper on that left side, no good. Long rebound is pulled down by Ben Clark, and Clark quickly in the offensive zone, but he's shut off defensively by Gutierrez, and he'll get the ball back off over here for Hibbert. Hibbert for Cervantes, picks it back out for Peyton Pocock. Pocock tries to get it down low, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Lexington. Jake Weiss is going to check in here for Dakota Schreiner. And Weiss will inbound on the far sideline. He'll toss in here for Ben Clark. Again, some good young ball players out there and seeing some good fundamentals here. Entry pass for Cervantes. Cervantes, bounce pass off the hands of Austin Hibbert. Not a bad pass by Cervantes. Hibbert just probably wasn't ready for it and didn't move all the way to the ball. Pass on the right wing for Arlis Alvarez, who checked in moments ago. He'll get it for Callahan here for Lexington. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Left wing, Brody Lobby. Lobby picked up there by Pocock. And now Callahan has it. He'll drive, floater, over the top of Hibbert. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Now driving up is Callahan, and Callahan will score. Offensive rebound and bucket for Jeremy Callahan. And that'll make it 83-22. Left wing, Austin Hibbert. Kicks now for Weiss. Weiss hit a three-pointer earlier. Now he'll get it off for Ben Clark on the right side. Pocock has it. A little ball fake. Gives it back out for Weiss. Pocock open on the inside, but driving is Clark. Clark puts up a tough shot. No good. And Lewis pulls down the rebound. And 2:20 to go here in the ball game. Alvarez will lead the break. Gets it up ahead here for Berkey. Berkey will drive. Has it stripped by Jake Weiss. And into the offensive zone is going to be Ben Clark. Clark a little move at the paw. They'll kick it off left side for Pocock. Pocock top of the circle here for Weiss. And they get it on the baseline for Hibbert. Hibbert back out for Pocock. Baseline jumper good. Just inside the three-point arc. And first bucket of the career for Peyton Pocock. And I assure you it will not be the last. And the pass stolen away by Jake Weiss. Weiss back out. Around the perimeter, Pocock, top of the circle, right wing to Clark. Clark, he's open for three. Boy, that's a good shot. It rims in and out, no good. And Callahan pulls down the rebound. Cats offensively taking some good shots. There's been maybe one or two with these young kids where they forced it, but for the most part, they have taken nothing but good shots. And now the steal by Ben Clark. Clark with a steal, Clark with a layup, and a chance for a three-point play. He got the roll. Ted Berkey with the foul. He just kind of waves it off like, going, you got to be kidding me that that went in. So Clark hits the layup, contested, plus some because there was a foul, and now we'll have a chance to finish it off the three-point play. And the second free throw is up. The free throw is up and good to finish off the three-point play here for Ben Clark. Clark will come out. Dakota Schreiner checks in for him. Schreiner, Hibbert, Cervantes, Weiss, and Pocock out there for Kearney High. And the bad pass is stolen away by Weiss. Weiss is going to go in for the left-hand layup. And it's up and in. Jake Weiss, that's a pretty smooth move on both ends of the play. Both the steal and then the left-hand layup in traffic. Cody Kenton with the dribble up against Dakota Schreiner. Takes it in the lane. Has it blocked by Weiss. Weiss comes up with a loose ball. Up ahead to Cervantes. Cervantes, nice little jump stop. Shot is up and good. And Kearney High right now running on all cylinders as Weiss knocks the ball loose again. But he was the last to touch it with 41.9 to go. You see some glimpses into the future of Kearney High, and the future looks pretty good. Kenton on that right side up against Cervantes. Cervantes, great coverage. Shot no good. It's an air ball. Cervantes pulls down the rebound, and he'll get the ball up ahead for Dakota Schreiner, who hands it off to Jake Weiss. Weiss picked up defensively by Lobby as they go man-to-man. So milk the clock here a little bit. With the dribble is Dakota Schreiner and Pocock. They're just going to play a little bit of catch here. And they might milk it for the final few seconds. May not even get a shot off. Austin Hibbard with it. They're going to leave him alone. And he's just kind of dribbling off on that right side. 3 seconds left. Weiss has it. Has the dribble. And that is the bell. Kearney High scores 92. Lexington, 22, a 70-point win here for the Bearcats. And again, all JV players and then some in the fourth quarter, and the Bearcats win this one, 92-22. We got a lot of totaling up to do with that many points in the books. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers and talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of Kearney High. We'll do that when we come back with the Misco Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports on the Brakes of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brakes, Downtown Kearney.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the Bearcats pick up the win, a final in this one of 92-22 over Lexington. I kind of mentioned in the pregame, Lexington probably a little outmatched in this game as Kearney High comes in at 6-1, and the Minutemen yet to pick up a win. In fact, haven't really been in too many games at all this season, and a very young team, a little outmatched here tonight. As Lexington falls to 0-6, Kearney High is now 7-1 on the season. Let's check the scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for Lexington. They had five players that scored, nobody in double figures. Lewis finished with 6 points in the game. Jeremy Callahan also with 6 points. 4 points for Cody Kenton. 3 points for Jacob Rapier. He hit the only three-pointer of the game here for Lexington. And 3 points for Ted Berkey. For the Bearcats, 14 players suited up. 14 players in the game, 14 players scored here for Kearney High. And they had 1, 2, 3, 4 of them in double figures tonight. Leading the way was Jake Shelton. Shelton finished with 19 points in the game. He got 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers in the game. Check that, 5 three-pointers in the game and finished with 19 points, leading scorer for both teams. After that, Ryan Cervantes off the bench came in and he scored 12 points. 11 points off the bench for Luke McNitt, 10 points for Derek Schreiner. He hit a couple of three-pointers as well. Elsewhere, it was Ben Clark. He finished with 5. Damian Austin, only 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, played a solid game. And he finished, I had him with 9 rebounds in the game, and he finished with 1 point. Jake Weiss hit a three-pointer and had 5 points in the ball game. Drew Challey hit 1 three-pointer, finished with 7 points in the game. Nate Stevens, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He finished with 2. 6 points for Trey Anderson, 2 points for Peyton Pocock, 8 points for Thomas Gillen, 2 points for Dakota Schreiner, Austin Hibbard with 2. And again, the leading scorer for Kearney High tonight, Jake Shelton, has 14 players scored, 14 get in the book. They led 58-7 at intermission. They led after one quarter, 29-4. Really never in any sort of danger at all as Kearney High scored the first 10 points of the ball game and just continued with momentum from that point. And they win it by a final of 92-22 as the Bearcats now move on to 7-1. They'll be playing in the conference tournament coming up the 29th and 30th. The 28th, 29th, and 30th in Lexington. This is the MISCO Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's, located in the downtown Kearney Center. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games that you play. And if you're looking for those last-minute gift ideas, don't forget MISCO's. And in case you're wondering, I prefer extra large. I don't think that's probably going to help, but who knows? Maybe my wife is listening. A great selection of Kearney High apparel and other teams as well. A lot of college apparel, pro apparel. They're out of Dolphin stuff, but, that's because if they have it, I always buy it out. MISCO's, downtown Kearney Center, great selection and great gift ideas for you for the sports fan in your life. Once again, Kearney with a 92-22 win over Lexington. We're going to take another break here and hopefully be able to talk with Scott Steinberg, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. We'll do that as we continue the MISCO Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, the Bearcats with a 92-22 win over Lexington. And kind enough to join us for a little post-game is Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. And for whatever reason, this is kind of a tough post-game because I don't know how you really evaluate this game. How do you really kind of look at a game like this where, quite honestly, you guys just kind of overwhelmed and outmatched Lexington?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games that unfolded how we thought it had the potential to. It unfolded how we wanted to. We got off to a real good start. We got up and really put on a lot of pressure early, jumped to a big lead, and then we were able to accomplish the goals that we set out to accomplish. We suited 14 guys, which is 4 more than usual. Everybody got lots of playing time tonight. Every single player that suited up scored at least 1 point, and everybody stayed healthy. And ultimately, those were kind of our top goals there. And we without seeing the stats, I'm assuming that we rebounded the basketball pretty well. And again, we were really balanced with 14 guys scoring, 4 guys in double figures. So mission accomplished for tonight. Now it's kind of unique for us. We have 2 days of practice and then a 5-day break, and then we come back to the GNAC tournament. So we'll take these when we get them, and I was proud of the way the kids play.
Is it kind of hard to have that? And it's good that you guys have it, you know, and I don't think you're at all complaining about that, but it is kind of hard to have that that long period off and then right into action you go.
Yeah, it's one of those weird years where the way the calendar falls, we'll have 2 days of practice, then the 5-day moratorium starts. And then, unfortunately, the way that the calendar falls again is we don't have any days of practice before we play. So the moratorium goes through the 27th, and we're playing again on the 28th, 29th, and 30th. So, you know, hopefully our kids will We'll stay a little bit active over the holiday break, and then we'll be ready to roll next Tuesday against Hastings. Because we're gonna have to build on this and get some things done in practice the next 2 days if we want to make a serious run at the GNAC.
And again, you'll probably have a little shoot around, something light, just get a ball back in their hands the day of, I would assume.
Yeah, that on that Wednesday morning, the 28th, we'll bring them in and we'll probably go up and down a little bit just to test their legs a little bit and get their conditioning a little bit. But we play the 7:15 game that night, so we got plenty of recovery time if we want to go up and down a little bit that morning.
That's one advantage we have. Let's talk a little bit. Generally, obviously most nights we're going to talk about your Damian Austins of the world, your Nate Stevens of the world, but you take a look at those two guys, only 3 points all game. But that's not to say they didn't play well. Just kind of maybe a little bit more unselfish tonight than they were other nights. There was a lot of guys that came off the bench, some of those younger kids, that really played very, very well. Again, you just look at the scorebook, Ryan Cervantes finished with 12 points in the game, and I don't think he did too many wrong things out there. He looked pretty good out there, a lot of those young kids.
Yeah, I was really pleased to see, two juniors that maybe stood out in my mind, guys that have been on our varsity team all year long, Luke McNitt and Ryan Cervantes. I'm fairly certain both of those guys were in double figures.
Yeah, and 11.
They gave us real good minutes. Those are two guys that, are big-time contributors this year. Luke has played substantial minutes for us and done some nice things. Ryan is getting his feet wet at the JV level, and it was good for him to get rewarded with some varsity minutes tonight. But those guys are, two guys looking ahead down the road this year that we're probably going to have to rely on. And then, of course, for next year, those guys will be two of the guys we lean on. So anytime you get a chance to play a lot of guys, that's always good to see them come in and do a lot of positive things. Offensively, defensively, on the board, the younger guys did a real nice job tonight.
And some of those young kids like Dakota Schreiner and Pocock and those guys that were out there, Weiss was out there for a while, and granted, he's a junior, Hibbert and those guys, I thought they ran the offense very well, very patient. You have to kind of look at that and say, well, this isn't your regular JV game. I mean, there were some varsity players, some starters out there for Lexington, and a pretty good opportunity for them to show what they can do, and they really, I think, handled it very well.
Yeah, our JVs have been a real nice surprise this year. We knew we'd be awfully young, with a couple freshmen, a whole bunch of sophomores, and only three juniors playing on the JV. We're pretty young and inexperienced at the JV level, but, we see that out of them every day in practice. I mean, they hold their own against our varsity top eight every single day in practice. So, it's our expectation when they do get an opportunity to play like this that they come in and hold their own, whether it's against, Lexington tonight or Hastings next week or whoever next week. But we basically saw tonight what we see every night in practice, just good, solid, nothing flashy, nothing spectacular, but just good fundamental basketball. And that's what we want to see out of our young kids. I think our point guards did a great job, starting with Damian, then Ben Clark, even Jake Weiss played some one tonight, of really controlling the tempo of the game. I thought you saw a really disciplined offensive effort where there may have been a few opportunities for transition in the second half, but our guys understood the situation. And we wanted to see our half-court offense function rather than just see our guys shooting uncontested layups. So a real tip of the cap to the point guards for understanding, the time and score and getting done what we wanted to get done.
Chris was wondering what I was going to say when Peyton got in, and here's what it was. I knew he was taking after his mother instead of his dad because he actually passed the ball. So
he was able to get a couple shots up, and it was nice to see him. Well, that's exciting for a freshman. It doesn't happen very often where, freshmen are getting to make some varsity baskets at a Class A school, so I was happy for him to hit a bucket.
Yeah, that's why guys like Damian Austin last year are extremely special. And, again, a lot of youth on this team, you really kind of see a good look at the future here tonight.
Yeah, there's not too many games on our schedule where this is probably going to happen, but when it does happen, I think some guys took advantage of the opportunity, and it's a good chance for us to continue the evaluation period, not only in the JV games but also tonight in a varsity game, just to kind of see where things are heading for this year, but then also into next year.
All right, Scott, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, once again, a final in this one. The Kearney High boys win it 92-22 in a game that they were certainly much better. It's scary. Yeah, that's about what we thought might happen here. 70-point win here for the Bearcats. The girls, however, lost to Lexington. The Minute Maids with a 48-40 win in that ball game. And this is going to be our final broadcast after the Christmas break. And hopefully we'll have the conference final for you here on KXPM. If Kearney High does make it into the conference final of the GNAC, we will have coverage of that game for you from –
Lexington, and again, that'll be, I don't have the time in front of me, I think it's either 7:30 or 8 o'clock on the 30th, so hopefully we'll have those games for you. We have more high school games for you here on ESPN from both the Kearney Catholic and the Ravenna Holiday Tournaments, and some of those games will also be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as well. But we will not have any games until after the moratorium, and kind of that first third of the season is over. Kind of hard to believe that we're that far into the basketball season already. But Kearney High on a great start, 7-1 on the boys' side, and again, very impressive here tonight. Our final 92-22. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thank you so much for listening, and for Stacey Johns back in the studio, and for me and mine to you and yours for this great holiday season. Merry Christmas, and certainly wish you a very blessed new year as well. Once again, we'll have more high school basketball for you coming up, especially after the first of the year. We'll have plenty of Kearney High games for you, and if they're in the conference final, our plan is to be able to bring you that game as well. Otherwise, just a slew of bowl games for you coming up this week and next week right here on ESPN. Once again, 92-22, the final, Kearney High with the win over Lexington. For Stacey back in the studios and the entire KXPN family, thank you so much for listening. Good night, and go Bearcats.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.